Ana, değil mi dedi?
For the sake of beings as vast in number as space, it's necessary to, one must accomplish the precious stage of complete Buddhahood. And in order to do this, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on the precious teachings. And Rinpoche expresses the intention that we develop the motivation of the attitude towards complete enlightenment of bodhicitta. In order to accomplish the complete Buddhahood, it's very important with the two the classification of two kinds of meaning, provisional meaning and definitive meaning. So in order to look closer at a classification of these two kinds of meaning, we will look at a one of the songs of Naropa. And in looking at this song, look closer at the classification of the provisional meaning and definitive meaning and ultimate meaning in terms of this verse.
Mato to nan jungi lu si sabasong. Jungi lu nasa dengan dele jong si sabasong. Nyele zog di pungpo de nyewal lemba. Le je nyewal lemba. Zog di pungpo de lel de ne dupare. Le 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 je nyewal lemba zog di pungpo de. Nyele zog di pungpo de. Ne kande resa na. Nyele zog di pumbo de mato tu nan jungi du. Tung tabi denba. Nyele go tung mato pe tu na yung yin du ke du. Sa cho ni long te yung yin du pe rang yin. Yung yin du ke du. Yung yin du pe lun de la tin de na ta dung an de len yung. Yung yin du pe lu la nga wu da ko sa me Kemba latin de, dene, natsa. Natsa se jidu lu, lu, natsa. Lu, lu la natsa donga yungra wata. Natsa donga ndele jong. Natsa donga lu de latin jidu.
So the first line of the verse says, this skanda or aggregate of inherited form at the time when it hasn't been realized, is a body of four elements, and arising from this are sickness and suffering. So this skanda of form which has been inherited by through the agency of karmic action, inherited or built up through karmic action. At the time when the ultimate meaning has not been directly realized, manifests as a body of four elements, water, earth, air, water, and fire. And given such a body, from it arise sickness and suffering.
Tila zogdi pungbo. Zogdi pungbo si jide karra sana ngaran su chataka pungbo tila si jire. Zogdi pungbo di meke wangbo, nawa wangbo, nai wangbo, ki wangbo, luja wangbo te wangbo nge dupe. Wangbo nge dupe e teni chataka pungbo tila zogdi pungbo si jire.
So, in using the term Dzogchi Phungpo, the skanda of form, aggregate of form, is meant this body of flesh and blood, comprised of the five, or containing the five organs, the organ of sight, the organ of sound, the organ of smell, the organ of taste, the organ of touch.
Then Dzogchi Phungpo se gui di tuenda, gui pa tuenda karre se na dutin mangdun dupe rangin, dutin ki phungpo, pe nandru mangdun phungpa la nandru yu phungpo, ter mangdun phungwa la ter ki phungpo, sema mangdun phungwa la sema phungpo, ki jeba yendo, teni ngati du de yunwa yi yi dutin mangdun phungpa rangin yi ba se na Dzogchi Phungpo.
So why is it called a phungpo or an aggregate or a collection of form? It's a collection in the sense of being a collection of atoms, or pile of, or a heaping up of atoms, in the same sense that if it was a pile of sesame seeds or a pile of gold nuggets, in this case it's a pile of, or it's a collection or an aggregation of atoms.
This is not true. Dutin,
so there is this collection or aggregation of atoms, so there is this collection of a multitude of atoms, a whole multiplicity of atomic particles, and we have the mistaken notion in connection with that of this being me, this is I, this is me, instead of understanding what it really is. We have this notion of this is me, and this is a mistaken notion, a perverted idea.
Tena nga tu pe na thoi pa te do la japa ina ma ji zi na, teni nga le ma zi chong nga do la dap song sam giri, kangba te do thoi pa tang kangba do la dap na iya nga do la dap song nga le ma zi song sam gu yore te dan zi je nam don thoi pa re ma to, nga ne thoi pa tang kangba da ma re.
So when hits one's skull on a rock, then one says, oh, I hit my head. Or if one hits one's leg or foot on a rock, then one says, I hurt my leg. But actually this idea of I or mine is only an elaboration, a conceptual construct.
There's no such thing in the head or the leg. So this
attachment to a self-entity in connection with the physical form is a mistake, is a fault.
Zogchi Phungpo la da nga da sambe da dekhenpa nam do pawe nam do.
So the remedies for relinquishing this mistaken notion are of great importance.
Tene nyelen soke pongpo nda seke te ta nyewo, rangka pongpo yinba, yinba se na, nyelen soke pongpo nda, se me la rebe, nyelen soke pongpo nda se, na rangka pongpo yinba, rangka yinba se na, nda se ta nyewo seke, te ma zebe nda se.
So this, Milarepa is referring to the skanda of form is on a conventional level. Conventionally, one can speak of one's own physical body, one's own aggregate of form, but it's used conventionally.
Mado tuna se deta, deta da me beton, ton tamba demba mado betuna, ton tamba demba mado bekapso, mado besozi cebu kapso, seni lünde, yonga yen dübe, lüre.
So when one hasn't realized the lack of self-entity, which is the ultimate level of truth about the body, then what appears is the body of four elements.
Then na cha se jete na cha se jete pe na go na 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 go na ge lok shkere. Zogpo lan go la kap zong na. Atsa Nava donga la kogre, nasa. Nyambo yang kogre. Saba?
Ma dang dang.
Na dang cha.
Na dang cha. Oh, ni kagre.
Na dang cha, ni so so la yang kogre. Go ze na, go na gendo. Go la ma ze na, cha gendo. So so kere re kogre. Nyambo la du, yang go nava dao. Zuko nava la kogre. Nyambo ke yang nava la kogre. Hako tonga? Ko ma song na cho, tia. Ya.
So I think what was said was that in talking about natsa, we have two words, na and sa, where strictly speaking they're separate. Na meaning a pain or something like the head there's a pain in the head. And the sa would be in connection with the wound itself, which is made on the head, which hurts. So one's head one's head hurts and there's a pain in the head. These two terms that are pulled together, then these two words get pulled together as one term, meaning one head is in bad shape.
ถ้าได้ทั้งหมดงานาฉะมิงทีนี้ได้ใช้จิตตั้งคิดก่อนเลยใช้จิตตั้งมาคิดนะงานาเสียเจ็บฉะมิสมาเจนะงานาก็ดงาละฉะยังมิเสร็จเต็มแล้วก็คือนะงานาฉะมิสิญาพอยาเจก่อนเลยงานาเสียเจงาตะนะญาเจฉะมิเสร็จนะงานาก็ดงาละฉะมิ
So we have to use both of these terms, na and sa, because if you just say I'm sick, then you leave out the part about it hurting, and if you just say it hurts, then you leave out the part about something being wrong. So you have to say that I'm in bad shape and I'm hurting. There's a painful sickness. I have a painful sickness.
You have to say na na tame.
They take it out there, did it? Na na cha mi se na na cha mi se de na ga mi se na na se ya de cha mi se na 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 ga do na la cha oh ya ta de yo so na cha dong ga de le jong na cha dong ga lun de le te mi jong re One thing that we in a top of it is a carre. Top it is all. Don't have the damn one some to tope, caps of carres and a ton of lack of some jope. Don't have the damn one some to tope arm. Luge, nets or one some to tope, nans or one some to tope, caps of lack of some jope. Laico, Lu, Laico, Nanjin, Tongba, Tongjin, now and not long from jope. This an acalo and ever. Lago Sungjope. Don't a lago Sungjope. Tamar Nangin Dobarse. Lose Lago Nandong Sungjok the door, Dobakas and Nandong Sungjokina. Nandong Sungjok a light got the carpingers and Tamar Nangin Dobarse. Lu Tamarje Tamari came back Dobarse. Lu Tamarto Namatang Tamarto came back. Namdo de dobar segre do togre. Doba capso. Tamarje, lu tamarje nawatam, lu tamarje jemba do togre. Lai name lu tamarje nawa do togre, dogre. Lai sambe najarji, tene lu tamarje jemba do togre. Yeah.
So the next two lines, Togna laku sunjukte, if one realizes, that is to say, if one realizes the ultimate meaning of one's physical body, then one experiences it as the Laku Sungjuk, the unification of the unitary body of the Yidam. Unity here means the unity of appearance and emptiness. It appears but is empty, it's empty but appears, and this is the unitary body of the Yidam. And what's the benefit of practicing this? It's through this Yidam pride of thinking of one's own body in terms of being the body of the Yidam that one is able to counteract ordinary attachment, that is to say the attachment to the ordinary appearance of one's own body.
Ta lun de mato pakasu jungi lutam, to na lago sungjo yina, ne long tatoko wanda sena carresena, yena. Tatok don a lumete, tindan katar tago song his avasonte. Ne long tatoko wanda sena, ne long tatoko dona, ne long tatoko wanda sena, luyo mare. Ton tanto wanda sena, luyo mare. Lumete. Ton tambis. Wang Sena Lumede, Tendan Jesi, Jerry Quijan, and Luma Dobri, Papa Nanja Nyamja, Yigimo, young Luma Dobri. Tindan Katar Tagoson, Tindan Taravan Namka Tower. Tindan Taravan Namka Tar Lujeran Yin Takba Yimba. The name Marpa Lotte Songabo.
So at the ultimate level of realization, there is no body. That is to say that given that one understands the ultimate meaning of what the body is, then there will be no actual body of four elements. This is what appears, this is what is experienced from the point of view of realized being. The lack of body or the freedom from body. And what is experienced according to the teachings of Marpa the translator is that the nature of the body is experienced and the nature is pure like is as pure as a cloud-free sky.
다 디노 데카소 도나 룬데 네로가 도 마도 베카소 룬데 라테나 나사 동아 종거리 또 베카소 르나 동 라카나 동 송주데 키나 타마지 켐바 도그레 타토가 네롱 타토가 왕도 세나 데네 르랑랑 오 마도 바남 카다 버송바
손 So there are three aspects of this. There's the body at the time when one hasn't got the realization, when the aggregate of form appears as this collection of four elements, from which serves as the basis for the arising of sickness and suffering. And there's the way it appears to a realized in the context of realization, from the point of view of realization, the body appears as the unification of, or the unitary body of the ego, which is able to counteract ordinary attachment. And from the point of view of the ultimate nature, there is no body at all, but it's pure as a cloud-free sky.
At the Malan ji pei ni sa no ta ne ya ko ye de pe na malan ji lu de na dong song ju yin ne ya malan ngo ma ji pa ka so yong ji yong wei jian de ge yong jian de ba lun da wo ye de yong yong ji ran jian da wo ye de yong wei ji de ba de ban da wo yong jian de pe lu jian de ba ji de ten lu la ten de dong an ye de malan ngo ji pa ka so lu na dong ye ne ban da wo de ne long tha do ko wang de se no tene jo ji le ya yo mare nang jam ji le ya yo mare lu ji rang ji de nam ka da mona ji ta te na ji sa no ta
so one can understand this teaching about the body in terms of the example of a dream if one has a dream about the body and doesn't realize that one is dreaming then there is this appearance of a form which one takes as being one's own body, as if it were a body made up of the four elements as we ordinarily experience it. But at the time that one realizes one's dreaming, one sees that there, what is actually happening is an appearance of a body which is empty at the same time. It's empty of there being an actual body there. So it's an appearance and emptiness inseparable. And at the time of understanding the ultimate nature of this, there is no body, and also not even the appearance, but it's completely open or pure or free, like a cloud-free sky.
Rangi no goma yere, Lu Matang Batan, Lu da the Madraba, Madraba Gomnim Yere, the Gomnim Teda, Lula da the Kemba, Obejedri.
So at the level of Nintu Kapsa?
Nintu Tipa Kapsa, Lu Matang Bargomata, Lu da me Bargomba Yere, Lu da me Bargomba Teda, Lula da the Kemba number of Obejedri.
So at the level of the Shravakas, or in the Shravaka Yana, one meditates on the body as being impure in order to counteract the attachment to a self-entity of the body. This counteracts the attachment to the body as having a self-entity or a true self. So at the level of Mahayana, there is the body has no, there's no self-entity of the individual within the body, and also no self-entity of phenomena in relation to the
body. Kansak da me bata chuji da me batomba ni to gomba te ni lula da to khemba da lula denba ri khemba nam do do te da
So in meditating on the body as being free of an individual self-entity and also of self-entity in terms of phenomena one will be able to understand or realize the non-true existence of a self-entity for the body.
Then dorje tebe lo la lu ye dam je la dorje pamong golo dem jo tene tanda chene se tabo ye dam je lar gomba yere lar gomba te yang tene lu la dembari khen batang lu la dadi khen batan dembari khen batnam do do pa tabre.
So at the Vajrayana level, one has the practice of the Yidam, such as Dorje Palmo and Kolo Demcho, in order to be able to counteract the attachment to the body as having a self-entity or being a truly existent self.
Tenen tartok lujin ne lo nam kha ta bu tro ba ta tro ba ton to na tenen le la da de ke ba dan de ba ke ba tham de le tro to gre to gre.
And at the ultimate level, through realizing the nature of the body, which is completely beyond appearance and form, one is completely free of the whole conceptual construct of self-entity.
Yeah.
So today Rinpoche has briefly explained the three levels of non-realization of what the body is, realization and the ultimate nature of what the body is. So if one has questions, it's okay, and if one wishes to pose questions, this would be extremely excellent.
So I'm just asking Rinpoche to explain a little more this term Nyelen that comes right at the beginning of the skanda. It's applied to skandas and also often to causes, and it's sort of it's a little bit of a difficult term, so I'm just asking for your explanation.
Nyelen zogju pumbo se jete sakye je leje lemba. Jo sakye je lela tinte. Lemba yembe sena tene nyele zok ju pumbo se gre zok ju pumbo te jo te satye je le gogre jo satye je le la ten de sonwe zukom yembe sena nyele zok ju pumbo se gre tene sanje da papa sanje sambanda wo yina tene nyingi wange sentinje tondo turpa zepare.
Yeah, then literally means to take on closely, and so what is it that's been taken on? It's the polluted actions that are taken on, and because of that, then one creates a skanda is created, and from that then the body arises. And that's on a relative level. On the ultimate level, through compassion, the Bodhisattvas have accomplished a state state of mind that is free of conceptualization, and therefore they don't have this ganda.
Tene chetan pompo nga ka la yang ni lin ji pompo nga sigre pompo nga po te ya danda sin chin ji pompo nga te le la te de tropa re le ji nge wa le ba re le le wa le ji le la te de tropa yin ba se na pompo nga ka la yang ni lin ji pompo sigre.
So this term also applies not only to the form skanda but also to the other five skandas. And it's sentient beings accumulate this polluted activity or and so this applies to all the other five skandhas.
This is not the pongo. Korva yang pongo nga samre. Korva karre sa na pongo nga re sa na yang digre.
So what is samsara? It's also possible to find samsara as the five skandhas.
Tini korva le chorva. Yangi le de patapa yang pongo le pongo nga le chorva re.
So in order when one becomes free of samsara or when one accomplishes nirvana, then one is also free of these five skandhas.
Then the pongo le trova deya pongo la dhatan zimba dan pongo la denban zimba namdo le trova.
So when one is free of these five skandhas, it's done by
in the Mahayana, in the Mahayana, when one doesn't do that, one sees them as the unity of emptiness and clarity.
So according to the Yendong view, there's a difference. There's the five skandhas of the three natures theory, and in the three natures theory, there's the skandhas which are included, the skandhas which are other dependent, and the skandhas which are perfectly accomplished.
Re dina tanda sanga galo la pumbu nga la yon rob je pumbu nga de kar re sana pumbu nga kunda de yewang ge pumbu nga de tong ba re kunda yewang ge pumbu ran dong re ran ge tong bu ye de tong jang ma re tanda tong yin da wo de sa tong ge cha re sa tong ge cha de la de ne yon rob je pumbu si ge re.
So then you have the imputed skandhas and the other dependent skandhas, and they are naturally empty. And then the perfectly accomplished, the yondu, that's the part that is, that's the skandhas which are seen as the part which is the unity of emptiness and clarity.
Satongicha.
It's the part which is clear, the unity of clear and
inseparability
of clear and
unity. Nga, nambar taba jarwa nga yinba deya, pongpo nga yin ne lo sa tong ke cha de, kunta dan yin wang ke pongpo le chor yon de tene, chorwa de jarwa re nga re.
So in the,
in the
secret, secret Mahayana, then they speak of the five kings. And those five kings then relate to this pure, luminous and empty part. And those are that's the luminous and empty part of the five of the perfectly accomplished five skandhas.
This is na pumbongai nanzo da nezo hiba de karchimbulu.
Therefore, it's very important to know the way that the five skandhas appear in the way they ultimately are.
No way, that's it. Then you get that news. So I get that, you get that. Yeah.
There's a very important connection between the two. From the very beginning, we haven't realized the nature of the body, but we've thought of the body in terms of an ego, or attached the concept of an ego to our body, and through doing that, based on that kind of attachment of self-entity in connection with our body, then the emotions arise. So based on thinking of the body as truly existent and having a truly existent self-entity, our self-identity, then, for example, attraction or desire arises, and its opposite, aversion, and so on. So the emotions and the body have had this kind of connection based on ego attachment from the very beginning. And if this kind of attachment to the ego, the connection with the body, is broken, then the connection between emotion and body is released, and one achieves nirvana.
Then that is. Then luta nyumoni de lujang yang tapar madro pare nyumoya ton tapar madro pare ton tapar koni le deva kaya yo mare deva yo pa tang me pa nika le deva re ton kunzo don deva te namdo kun deva re namdo kun deva re pe na malam je lutang malam dalla. Lula da to him, but Namdo need a mogu, don't have a deva your mother, Luya your mother, da to him, but Namdo young old mother bread. When in deva your mother, Nina young, Melango, my keeper gapso, Lunde, nine in Sambe, Luja now I shut in, then nine in Sambe, Namdo Jitin, Namdo Goni, deva your, ten nine in deva, Kunzupto, Kunzupto, Namdo Goni deva, Mogu Goni, don't have a deva can your mother. Tayan.
So one can both speak of a connection between one can speak of a connection between body and feeling and also the lack of connection between body and feeling. And that is to say that ultimately there's no actually existent body or truly existent body and no truly existent feeling. So there could be no truly existent connection between them. But relatively speaking, there is a connection, a conceptual connection, between body and feeling. And that's why we experience it as such, not realizing the ultimate meaning of it. But if we think of it in terms of the example of a dream, relatively speaking, in the experience of the dream, there is as if there is a body there, which we think of as being ourselves in the dream. But at the instant of recognizing that one is dreaming, then one realizes that this was not oneself, that there was no actual existence of this body or of this I in connection with it, so that one sees the, what's actually happening, one understands the nature of it.
I also want to ask, in terms of beauty and happiness, seeing an external world as, or certain forms as beautiful, that causes some emotion. Thinking it's beautiful and seeing an external form as ugly, and this causes some emotion
Okay. Sinanginupo zepo dam mzepa shimpai kapsu tini nimon chigere. Tini ti sinanginupo zepa dam mzepa shimpa di nimon gi jurene. Ti chaki jurene.
Zepa dam mzepa.
Zepa dam mzepa shimpa. Chimpe kapsu, ke chape te chaki jure ne.
Zipo tang manji par kienpa. Zipo tang manji pa la denpar kienpa de yang kya dan de jure. Zipo tang manji pa cawa yang marek pare. Chenang ka ngopo la den zipo re, den zipo mare sanpa ti jo marek pare. De ne lo kutong marek. Zipo ta manji pa ne lok ma to pa marek pa tenu, jo marek pa le tenu songa re. Zipo ta manji pa la tenpa re khen pa nam do la chen de, zipo la chakpa manji pa le khen maka pa chatang de jong re. Te yang malam ta wa.
So the fact that...
Malam de kar chen bu ya.
The fact that we think of certain forms in the outer world as being beautiful and others as being ugly, is in itself based on ignorance. Its root is ignorance. And as long as we don't realize the nature of these kind of concepts of beautiful and non-beautiful, then based on thinking of something in terms of being beautiful, the emotion of desire arises. And thinking of it as being non-beautiful, the emotion of aversion arises. But the root of it all is the ignorance as to the actual nature of phenomena.
It's actually a concept.
Yes.
It's a concept. It's not an emotion.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
then emotion, yeah?
Yes. First comes the concept of it being beautiful, non-beautiful. One thinks so. One takes that as being truly existent. Yeah? And then comes the emotion.
Then emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the antidote to all these difficulties is simply the development of bodhicitta. Right?
So the tool against, the remedy for all these difficulties?
Yes, the ultimate cure for all of this. Is it true to say it would be the development of bodhicitta? Because before it was said that we have all these problems because we have polluted actions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you clear up your actions, in other words, develop bodhicitta, then does that clear up everything?
Natsu Natsu Kangel Kangar Kanga Marikbale
Kangar Tamche
Kangar Tamche Tartuki Nyimbo de Sanchu Choru Semche Yorebe
Semche Tartuki Nyimbo Kangar Di Nyimbo
Kangar Di Tartuki Nyimbo de semche rebe semche na
semche rebe
samchu semche na tene kangar tamche chegi ne
kangar tamche cheto gore be
cheto gore
kangar tamche cheto ba yi to paran joram joram kangar tamche ji nyembo tekpa chembo san chum cho de semche na cheto par joram kenda ola ne ya gre te te ya bu ye
Yes, that's a good way.
Kangar Tamje Jinyembo de Semji Re Semji La Tundan Sanjoji Kunzop Sanjoji Sem Tang Tundan Sanjoji Sem Nire Kunzop Sanjoji Sem Semji Tamje Tundan Sanjoji Combat Dubi Sampasem the Kunzop Sanjoji Sem Re Kunzop Sanjuk Semje Nyamin Latin de Kangar Gonin Togre, Chung Chung Yungre, Kangar Gonin Ban Yola. Toydan Sanjuk the same Hisawa, Tony Tokpe Hirabre, Ton Tambatong Banere, Sem Sejit, Ton Tambatong Bani, Tuba the Travel Tong Bani, the Ton Tokpe Sem Tela, Toydan Sanjuk the same Hisala. Dinner. Kunzop Sanjok, the same G, simjin tamje dobe sanje je gombal koibar sa nyambe sanjo gi semji kunjob sanjo semje kangal go ne ban jorla chu tamje je do chu tamje je ne lo koba da tawe dendan demba tope hirate dendan sanjo gi semjin je dendan sanjo gi sem te ni je kanga sawa ne je ban joro ya ba ye
So the development of the mind towards enlightenment or the bodhicitta is the remedy for a remedy against all difficulties, understood in the following way, that there is a relative development of the mind of enlightenment and an ultimate development of the mind of enlightenment. And the relative development of the mind of enlightenment consists in the thought or aspiration of achieving Buddhahood for the sake of benefiting all beings, and the ultimate development of mind of enlightenment. In connection with that, we have to understand what mind is. Mind in this case means the realization of the emptiness, or the wisdom which understands the emptiness of a self entity within phenomena. Realization of the emptiness free of all conceptual contrivances, and therefore cutting the root of all the problem. So the relative bodhicitta is not able to cut the root, but suppresses the aspiration of relative bodhicitta of gaining Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, suppresses the difficulties, it pushes them down, it minimizes them, but it doesn't get rid of them completely. In order to cut them by the root, one has to realize the ultimate bodhicitta.
So we'll
do a what Rinji calls Chegom, analytical meditation, using the verse from Milarepa as the basis for it, with the three kinds of the three stages: the stage of not realizing, stage of realizing, and the ultimate realization of the nature.
Tetar nga to luje ne to la luje na to da ne to la gom ja de kunta kunta ga lu tang yewang ga lu chen tor ba jang de yong ro we sar ju lu ngom de se ba yin dong ta to se.
So if we meditate in accordance with the Shentong, the emptiness of other, then one meditates on the body, the two aspects of body being the imputed aspect and the dependent aspect are seen to be the clear light, pristine wisdom, as this is seen according to the Shentong view.
Tene yondo wo esar je lu de sem je ne lo de hi nyem bo ta ngo yer me ban da wo.
So this ultimate nature of the body, clear light, pristine wisdom, is the Buddha nature, the nature of bliss. The clear light nature of the pristine wisdom and the Buddha nature are seen to have the same essence.
Dina ye kapso yondo go esat je lu tang sem je ne lo dekhi ni bo ni yer me pala me yer me be jun jin la ten de sang je pa kapso yang dine chukata zoku yer me bandu go.
So because there's this inseparability between the clear light wisdom body and the Buddha nature, then there's also one can also speak of the inseparability of Dharmakaya and Sambhogakaya. Nature is ultimately the Sambhogakaya and Dharmakaya inseparable.
Dorji Sungur Tsike Jikebe Broken Lula Danzen Dorne Lan Nandong Lago Ngondo Njurwa Arjo.
Oh yeah. Tene Charan Sute Kandangasa Nyama Somna Tike Som Somere Te Lola Yabu Songo Ngondo.
So for the last 3 days, Rinpoche has given us three verses, and he's asking us to memorize them. And those who know Tibetan should learn them by heart in Tibetan, and those who know English should learn them by heart in English.
どうぞ。<laughs>